Hey, T Crew, and welcome to a brand new mini sip. Today, we're going to be talking about Wendy Williams' situation with her ex-husband and how crazy it is. So let's get straight into it. So Wendy Williams was just making public appearances. She's looking better. She's not using her wheelchair yet, but she is talking about her podcast and how it's due to come soon. They did a little intro for her appearance at Circle of Sisters by WBLS, and it was, you know, really nice, well done. So I'm like, okay, if this is the production value of the podcast, then we should be in for a treat. So while everything is, you know, on the upside for Wendy, here comes her ex-husband, Kevin, and he's basically talking about how his alimony checks have stopped since the banks froze Wendy's accounts earlier this year, and how this is affecting him, his new, I don't know if they're married or fiance or whatever, and the child that they have together. I, for one, was astonished by this story. I was like, wow, after everything, after the movie came out, after the biography came out, and we really saw the kind of man that you were to Wendy, for you to turn around and demand that your alimony check be reinstated, it really makes no sense to me. Now, let's get into some of Wendy and Kevin's divorce. I know some people know that his real name is Kelvin or something like that. For the reasons, for purposes of this mini sip, I'll just be calling him Kevin because that's easier for me. So Kevin and Wendy had a pretty straightforward divorce that did entitle him to alimony payments. Now, these payments were contingent on the fact that Wendy continued to work, continued to be on her show, or if she wasn't working, that the payments would be canceled or the payments would be modified. Now, Wendy hasn't worked since October 2021. October 2021 is when she stopped receiving payment for working on the Wendy Williams show. So anytime after that, she does not owe, you know, Kevin any money in alimony. Now, if he feels as though she is working and she's just not paying, then that's something that he can go back to court with her in regards to that. But if he doesn't find that she's not working, there's nothing that, you know, he can get out of it. Alimony is only entitled to the partner through your divorce decree, right? And the divorce decree literally says if she stops working or her work changes. So say, for instance, you know, she went from the show to a podcast, or she went from the show to serious radio or something like that. This affects the amount, and so that the alimony would be modified, they would have to go back to court for modification. But if she stopped working completely, then the checks could be canceled. So now, allegedly, Kevin's house is going into foreclosure, the house that he shares with Sharina and their daughter, I think her name is Journey. And he needs the payments to restart before he loses his home. Listen, you and Sharina are both able-bodied people. You decided to have another child with her, so it is your duty to support that child. You cannot just say, like, I was supposed to get alimony payments, I'm no longer getting alimony payments, so I'm just going to foreclose on my home. No, Kevin, you need to get a job. Sharina needs to get a job. You have to support little Journey. Like, nobody told y'all to have another child. And living off of Wendy and literally taking the alimony checks to live off and feed your entire family is ludicrous. Now, there has been some suspicions that, you know, Sharina's an artist and she's been doing these things. He apparently got her some type of studio or something like that. And I feel like with both of you, if you really built Wendy the way that you claim to, quote unquote, air quotes, built Wendy from the ground up and really built the Wendy Williams show, do it again. Work on a producing team, work on a team that, you know, curates talent, work on a team that curates podcasts or YouTube channels or anything like that. Like, if that's what you really did in Wendy's career, you should be indispensable to someone. So get a job, and you should advise your wife, fiance, girlfriend, whoever she is to you, to get a job as well. Nobody's going to sit here and cry in their soup about you not being able to pay your bills when your only means to income was collecting an alimony check from your ex-wife. That makes absolutely no sense to me. And I don't know, Sharina, I don't know the situation. I guess she, of course, knew that Kelvin was married and the situation that had kind of transpired in the beginning of their relationship or how their relationship ended up happening. But this is exactly why you don't get involved with a married man, especially one that's accustomed to living a certain way. Because I'm telling you right now, Kevin is not going to want to get another job, and it's going to cause you to suffer more than you already have. And it's going to cause your child to suffer, allegedly, my opinion. So this is why, you know, I feel like some people really have to do their due diligence and leave married men well enough alone, you know, because at the end of the day, he could talk about Wendy, he could do this, he could drive her almost insane, but she's, as long as she's working, she has to pay him. And now his karma is she can't work. Her lymphedema and her legs are too bad. She's just, you know, still always constantly dealing with the substance abuse issues, allegedly. And it's a lot going on in her life that she'll probably batch film her podcast and then take a couple weeks off or take time off as she needs it. But none of that involves you getting the kind of alimony checks that you once did. The gravy train is over. For the both of you. So I hope that they can get a job. I hope that for these purposes, Wendy never works, never works again, and never, you know, gets access to her things, because in a way this really worked out. Like, how dare you come sniffing around for money? I felt terrible when Wendy was still on her show and he was pulling some type of, payment from that. Like, you caused so much of the turmoil of her losing her show, her not being able to film the way she wanted to, her not being able to get her sobriety in check, because she really just didn't have a backbone in you as you were turning around to stab her in the back at every turn. And now that she's finally kind of getting back on her feet again, you're ready for your alimony checks to start up so you don't lose a house that you probably couldn't afford in the first place. Please make it make sense. Like, it won't. Like, it doesn't make sense. But that's all I have to say about this. I hope you guys enjoyed this little mini sip. Have a great day or night wherever you are. I love you for listening. Bye.